7777777777.
A soggy good morning, Mr. Joyner.
Yeah. J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on, Super Lou Player? Man, what a weekend. What a weekend.
Yeah. Happy tax day, boy.
It is Monday already.
Happy, happy tax day.
Yeah, this is it. This is Wesley Snipes Day.
Wesley Snipes Day, huh?
Yes. Normally April 15th, but because of the holiday of Emancipation Day that's only celebrated in Washington, D.C., they moved it. And so today is tax deadline day. You have to have your taxes filed by midnight tonight. All right. Good weekend. Good weekend. Prince okay?
Yeah. He said, don't waste your prayers yet.
Okay. Prince is suffering from the flu, you know, and had to cancel his shows in Atlanta, but he came back and made the shows up. Then he's on his private plane, and he asked the pilot to make an emergency landing. Ambulance came, took him to the hospital on Friday night. He showed up at his $10 dance party at, that's right, Prince has $10 dance parties at Paisley Park. Mm-hmm. On Friday nights. He's been doing it for a while. Yeah. $10. Mm-hmm. That's pretty good, though, huh? I like that. But.
He didn't play.
He didn't perform. It's just a party. So he showed up at the party and he says, don't waste your prayers. Wait for a few days. I'm fine.
Let me hear the Prince. Do the Prince, man.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm fine. Wait a few days before.
Simple, stop. Stop. Go ahead, Blaine.
That wasn't me. That was him.
Oh, he broke.
That was him.
What's wrong with you, man? You're falling apart, man.
Only sick. You know? I'm trying to got the flu.
You know, that was the flu you threw in.
That was the flu.
Man, you good, man. You was good, man. I didn't even know what you was going with this thing, man.
Neither did anybody.
Do it again.
Else.
Do it again. Let me hear it again, man.
No. I haven't let y'all do me like that. Sick of y'all.
I know what he was doing. Man, it's good.
So they landed. They made an emergency landed in Moline, Illinois.
Yeah, he's fine. All right. Let's move on.
But this is a part of the flu, and people have to understand. Dehydration. So he wasn't taking in enough liquids and what have you. And so he was.
Prince know he need to drink some liquid. His little thin ass need to be drinking liquids 24/7, man. Come on, dude. Come on.
So tell Prince that, Jay.
You got on all that hot polyester. You got an afro. What is wrong with you,
velveteen,
man?
Too. He got on velveteen. Velvet. Velveteen.
Got on that kitchen maid stuff. Man, you need to drink some water. Look, I know kitchen maid when I see it. Did it for years. I know
maid.
It when I see it.
And that stuff that Prince wears?
Fashions that were made in the kitchen.
Why the hate?
Sybil, this is how I made money. I know it when I see it. First of all, you waste no fabric. Mm-hmm. None's wasted. Mm-hmm.
That's true. Prince clothes. I don't have some fabric here. Don't match fabric over there.
Oh, my God.
That's true.
He out there not drinking fluids. Man, come on, man.
With that kitchen maid.
Kitchen maid.
Okay. Steph Curry, all right?
Is okay?
Steph Curry, all right? He rolled his ankle in the first game of the series.
That's been a problem for him for a while. So.
All season?
Yeah.
He's questionable for game two, which is tonight against the Rockets, even though he didn't play much. They blew out the Rockets. 104
has a problem.
Yeah, they have.
Steph Curry, man.
All these teams got a problem.
Man.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So no surprises in the playoffs over the weekend. Everybody who was supposed to win won.
Yeah, not a lot of blowing out. Not a lot of
no.
Clevelandese past Detroit. That was a good game.
Okay.
Now San Antonio did blow out Memphis.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. That's
The there seems to be some question of whether or not LeBron and the Cavs are going to play game five at Quicken Loans Arena on Tuesday, April 26th.
Because
of Justin Bieber. Game five for the Cavaliers and Pistons game is scheduled for April 26th. If it goes to a game five, I don't think it will.
They're hoping
LeBron
for
just sweet. Got out of trouble at the house. Now he's got trouble with Bieber again. It is messed up.
Bieber.
Thank you. Thank you. I mean, I didn't push it. If I got it, cool. If not, okay.
He's such an easy mark for you.
Okay.
Let me hear you. Got trouble with Bieber again, Sim.
Congratulations to Lucius Lyon's oldest son,
Dre.
Andre Lyon.
That's the character.
Can you call him Dre? Because I know the other guy doesn't like to be called Hakeem.
Yeah. I don't think you can call him Dre because he doesn't even like the character.
And the way he plays crazy, so good, man. He plays so crazy, so good. I bet when he goes in the restaurant, people.
He does.
He's a good actor.
Yeah.
His name is Trey Byers.
Yeah.
By the way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
He plays crazy.
And he plays Andre Lyon.
Mm-hmm.
And he got married over the weekend
to Boo Boo Kitty.
Anika Calhoun.
This is what they need to film, the people after the show. The actors and actresses, man. Because the other guy doesn't like to be called Hakeem. Don't call him Hakeem.
Yeah, Sib, he probably doesn't want to be called Dre. He didn't want any of his coworkers or cast members at the wedding.
this is a question that a lot of people have when they have weddings and other big events. Who do you invite? And sometimes you have to keep out. My point in all of this was, if you can't invite the guy that introduced you to your mate, that might not be a good sign. And that would be, of course,
you're
the
right,
folks that created.
How do you not
empire.
Invite a gay man to a wedding? That's got to hurt.
Well, sometimes you don't need somebody to outshine the bride.
But Lee's got to be hurt. Lee's got to be hurt by that thing.
Lee's.
He'll be fine. He'll be all right.
Yeah, I can understand not inviting Cookie or Lucius, but not to invite the producer?
They had a small getaway wedding in where we're headed, actually. No, this time it's Grand Cayman.
Yeah.
And so this was Thursday, and they just had about 50 close family and friends in attendance. Nothing for the creators or.
That's gotta hurt.
Don't invite a gay guy to
you. Don't invite a gay man to a wedding.
You crush that guy.
I'm sure Lee Daniels is just fine. I'm sure.
I don't know, Sam. Somebody need to call and check on Lee Daniels because
he does love a celebration.
Yeah, of course he does.
Are you watching the show or not, Sam? What show are you watching?
I said he loves a celebration.
Okay, we'll see. I say, watch and see how many lines Dre doesn't have in Empire. He's gonna have fewer and fewer lines. He's gonna have walk-ons, no lines at all.
If
he makes it through this season.
Yeah.
The next line, but you heard what happened to our crazy brother, right? He's not with us no more.
he's gonna walk off the scene and never walk back.
It's going to be like those old sitcoms.
Family Matters. She went upstairs.
Never returned.
I wouldn't blame Lee Daniels either.
I hope Trey agrees.